Today's reading passage is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 3,800 branch churches all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and African countries, including Kenya, Uganda, and Congo, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, and Korean branch churches, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending our service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. This time is the 14th session of the series Goodness, and its title is The Goodness of Abraham. In the last session, I explained that Abraham's second goodness was gentleness and willingness to yield. And also his first goodness was solving everything with good wisdom in honesty and truthfulness without any selfishness. The third goodness of Abraham was that he showed the deeds of perfect obedience in faith. It is not possible for me to explain all the kinds of faith and the deeds of obedience he had shown until he became the father of faith in just one session. So I will preach why it is considered as goodness for you to obey God with faith and explain in the light of goodness how Abraham obeyed with faith. God says in the first part of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." I wish for you to fully understand what it is to live by faith. I pray in the name of the Lord, you please God all the time and receive the desires of your heart from God. Dear brothers and sisters, why does God say that to obey by faith is goodness in His sight? Let me give you an easy illustration. When your children obey you very well, you say, what do you say? Good, you're so nice, you're a good boy. Or when you tell your children to do something, you say, honey, you're a nice boy or a nice girl, so you will obey what I say, won't you? Likewise, good-hearted children obey without any excuse when the parents tell them to do something. Then parents say they are good and obedient. While you were growing up, to your parents and to your grandparents, did you obey and did you serve them? Even before I accepted God, I never rebelled against my parents. I always said yes and just obeyed. And even now I'm so thankful about it. I never gave any excuses or reasons. I just obeyed. And also, I always wanted to comfort my parents. So when they went out to the field to work, I did all the housework, so it would comfort my parents. How did you grow up, and how are your children growing up? because I obeyed my parents very well, even my children, my daughters, obey me very well. I never heard them saying no. I never saw them disobeying my word. It is the same with the spiritual law. When you obey the word of God, the Father of our spirits, He recognizes you to be a good and obedient child. There is one thing that I disobeyed my parents, like I told you already. My mother wouldn't let me come with her when she was going to a market place. It was about 4 kilometers, about 2 miles, 2.5 miles. She walked all the way to the market and came back with heavy rice and things like this. So because it would be tough for me, since I was an elementary school kid, she wouldn't let me come with her, but I wouldn't obey it. I walked with her so many miles. Even while crying, I followed her. James chapter 2 verse 22 says, "You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected." You say, if you say you have faith, but you do not live by the word of God or live in the light or keep the commands of God, if you say you have faith, it is a lie. Where does it say in the Bible? Which book of the Bible does it say? Where? Yeah, 1 John. It is to lie. If you don't live by the word or live in the light, nor keep the words of God, still if you say you believe in God and love God, you are lying. By the way, there are some levels in believing and obeying the word of God. Some obey completely the first time they hear, while some others are like a child who obeys only after they are told many times. How is it with you or with your workers? Do you obey immediately, or do you obey only after hearing it many times? It is very different. When you raise your children, if you tell them just once, if they say yes and just do it, how good these boys and these girls are. But if they try not to hear, they try to pretend that they didn't hear, and if they say, "Oh, I'm busy, I have to do my homework," and still others say yes, but they put off doing it and obey only when forced. But others say yes and obey it immediately. It's when I tell them something, if I ask them to buy me something, buy and bring me something, they say yes. If I ask them Friday, it is already in by Sunday. And if I tell them on Sunday, they give it to me on next Friday or before it. But some people, they forget about it. So next time, for that kind of people, I wouldn't tell them anything. I wouldn't ask them anything. If it repeats two or three times, I wouldn't ask them anything. So if they keep it in their mind and do it, I can trust them. Some obey when they are seen by others, but do not obey when no one is watching, which is the case with Abraham. He said yes to any word of God and obeyed immediately. He obeyed as God told him, and he never followed his own thoughts, nor did he act on his own. This is very important. The word of God the Almighty of hosts, to say yes and obey unconditionally, is to please God. If you give excuses or reasons, it shouldn't be. He accomplished the word of God faithfully, whether or not somebody was watching him. When God promised to give him blessings, he believed it as it was spoken, and he never doubted it, no matter how the situations changed. Abraham's heart was so good like this, and his belief in God was so pure that there was nothing impure in his heart. His faith is likened to pure gold. Pure gold does not have the slightest impurity and never changes in its characteristics under any condition. You have rings and so on. Do you have 24K?
24K.
Or you have 18K or even 14K. And what is 24? Okay, it is pure gold. And why is it 24? 24 is like 100. Then 18 is about 70-some percent. About 70% is the gold. So 14K is... So it is about 55% gold. So you know this, right? Did I explain it for
no?
I didn't know it actually, but last time, when one member from Chonan, she always is the number one sales person in our department store. And when they came to receive my prayer, I asked them, what is 24K, what 18K is, and what 14K is, and I asked them whether there is another level. And they said, there's 24, 18, and 14, and they explained to me, his heart was originally as good as pure gold, so he had little to cast off. So it is 24 pure gold. Through a few trials, he threw away every kind of his own thought and came forth as a perfect vessel of gold. Then he was entitled to a beautiful position of the father of faith. Now, let me give you a few illustrations explaining how he obeyed God's word and believed it. So, please understand the meaning and obey so you can receive the answers. Compare yourselves with his example and please look back on your life to see how carefully you have listened to God's word and how good you have been. First, Abraham obeyed immediately whatever God told him to do. In Romans chapter 8, there is a fleshly thought. If you have fleshly thoughts, you cannot obey immediately. So you stand against God. You cannot please God. So you cannot obey God's word. Romans chapter 8 says, even when he could not understand why God said it, he did not follow his own thought, but immediately obeyed. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, when God told him to leave his own country, his people, and his father's household, he immediately obeyed. Even men of spirit, I see some of them disobey. So you should go into Holy Spirit. And I asked one person to move to a particular side. She was giving excuses. So and she was using her fleshly thoughts, so If you go into the Holy Spirit, you will never give any excuses. It's unconditional obedience. At that time, it was not easy for him to obey that command of God and to leave his own country, his people, and his father's household. Obedience required that he should abandon his shelter, his economic foundation, and his relationship with all of relatives. Departing for an unknown land without any destination was impossible with those who follow their own thoughts. They could never obey those words. Abraham, however, never hesitated to obey it. Our ministers, Levites, elders, senior deaconesses, members, do you immediately obey? Do you obey even the things that you cannot obey? Spiritual obedience is to obey even the things that you cannot obey, but there are people who do not obey what they can obey too. So this is we have a second half revival campaign, and everybody is supposed to bring one new believer at least. So are you obeying? And after this campaign, I'll see the list. His obedience continued from the first trial of leaving his own country until he passed the last trial. His last trial was given to him when God told him to offer his only son that he gained at his age of 100 as a burnt sacrifice. The morning after God had given him this command, Abraham prepared for travel and took Isaac to the place God had commanded. Abraham didn't even tell his wife to obey God completely. He didn't tell his wife. Why, if he did, he might not be able to obey God's word. His wife would have said, how can you offer your only son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice, cutting him into pieces? And he is the seed of the promise of God. And now, how can God say, offer him as a burnt offering? So she might have stopped Abraham from going to offer Isaac as a burnt sacrifice. So that's why Abraham didn't even tell her. He didn't even tell Isaac. He didn't even tell his men who are with him. When God said something, Abraham never followed any kind of fleshly thought, nor did he hesitate. He obeyed immediately. This obedience of Abraham was done in a much higher level of deep obedience than when God told him to leave his own country. In the first situation, he obeyed unconditionally without perfectly understanding the will of God. But when God told him to offer his only son as a burnt sacrifice, he understood God's heart well enough and still obeyed. His heart is denoted in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. And it says the promises. He received the promises that through his son, the kings of nations would come out. And it was he, although he had received the promise, he, because God commanded him to offer him, he never gave any reasons or excuses, but he obeyed unconditionally. This is the kind of faith like 24K gold. If it's the word of God, the Almighty, he obeyed Only with yes and amen. It was he to whom it was said in Isaac, your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. Isaac was the seed of promise, so Abraham believed that when he obeyed God and gave him as a burnt offering, God would raise him from the dead. So he would cut him into pieces, separate the flesh from the bones, and burn him as a burnt sacrifice. Even if he did that, he believed God would revive Isaac from the dead. And how great this faith is. And God worked according to his faith. Those children who are unconditionally obedient seem to be good and lovely to their parents. But how much more lovely are those who have accomplished the heart of their fathers and fully believed and obeyed what he says? How about your faith and obedience compared with Abraham's? God tells us in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. So you obey God's word very well, and you always try to pray, and also you're alert with an attitude of thanksgiving, and you read at least one chapter of the Bible and at least one verse of you memorize at least one verse of the Bible. If you don't, you are disobeying. The Bible emphasizes many times we should pray all the time without stopping. But so many people do not pray on a regular basis, although they have lived a religious life for long. They put off praying until after they finish work to be done, or until the special prayer meeting begins, or even until next year. They do not obey the Word of God instantly. No matter how difficult it looks, if you once obey the Word of God, God will change that situation. You hear so many testimonies like this, of this kind. So you should not say that you don't have time to pray. You need to obey God's word and try to come before and pray to God as a first priority. Then God will let you accomplish your works in a much shorter time and much more successfully than expected. Not only the command of prayers, but also all the commands of God will make us prosperous in everything. If you obey His commands, it means blessing to you. But many people say they believe in God, but do not obey His words and complain they do not receive blessings. One of our students had a very minor operation. He went there to the hospital and the operation went wrong. He was a famous doctor too. And it was such a simple operation. He did it on 6,000 people. And there was a mistake. And so he has a lot of pain. And he was in the hospital. So I prayed. Then God said, through this chance, you must have spiritual faith. You should, fleshly faith is not acceptable. And you have to cut off what you have to cut off and worship God with your true heart. And his parents should have a true faith. And while you are in the hospital, read the book Message of the Cross and the Measure of Faith. So after receiving that word, the student lying in the hospital read the Message of the Cross and the Measure of Faith, and the day, last day, he finished the reading of Measure of Faith. He was healed completely and released from the hospital. So his family members came to me yesterday and thanked me a lot. We received this blessing through our son. We only kept the Sabbath. Now, they were saying they made a promise before God or something. They will attend the Friday Olay service too. They will attend the Wednesday service also. And he is the student's parents. I mean, the mother is doing well, but the father is busy on his business, so he wasn't doing all this, but he decided to attend all the services, Wednesday service and Friday Olay service. And some parents, because they love their children so much, they change a lot before God through a small incident. It wasn't even a big incident. Through the small thing, they changed themselves and they confessed and are changing to attend the Friday service, Friday Olay service, and Wednesday service. And they confessed that they came to have spiritual faith. They were blessed by the Son, through the Son. It was rather a blessing for them. So obedience is blessing. That student obeyed, shedding his tears, and he read all the, on the day of finishing the book Measure of Faith, he was healed completely. It is the same as a child who does not obey his parents, but complains that his parents do not give him what he wants. That child is never considered as a good child. No matter what God says, I wish for you to obey it immediately, whether it is something small or great, or whether it is agreeable with your own thought or not. For 23 years of this church, many elders, ministers, you have seen me, but have you ever seen me disobeying the word of God? I'm sure you have never seen me disobeying the word of God. When he was about to take my life, I relied on God only. We pray. Life and death belongs to God. So I, even at the moment of death, you saw me choosing to die in his side, in God's heart. I actually died and God revived me again. And you have seen it. And in a situation, I shed all my blood and there was no pulse. And God revived me immediately. And when I drank water, it turned into blood and my face became reddened. And so many believers around me witnessed it. And this is the kind of obedience. You don't rely on the world. You don't rely on the doctors. If you show your faith, we always pray God is Almighty. Some people say, oh, God is the head of the best hospital, some people pray. How, although we cannot really compare God with a doctor, but they pray like that. But if they have something, they don't rely on the Almighty God, but they go to the world. They go to the people with according to their thoughts and knowledge. And they pray something different. Oh, Almighty God, omniscient and omnipotent and who controls the life, death, and fortune and misfortune. And when they themselves face problems, they rely on the world and other people, not on God. If you obey it, it brings you blessing. And if you experience such blessings once or twice, you will understand why God commands it and what the heart and will of God is for you. Then you will be able to obey with faith What seems to be impossible for human beings to obey, and God will recognize your complete obedience and give you whatever you ask for. It's the same between men, human beings, between parents and children. If children obey well, when they ask for something, ask the parents for something, the parents will just give them if they are able. It's the same if we trust God and love God and obey Him, and then we ask something, then we'll, how can God not answer to us? As said in 1 John chapter 3, if you are, your heart has nothing to condemn yourself, then ask anything and it'll be given to you. I pray in the name of the Lord, you may have trusting fellowship with God and be guided to a successful path. Dear brothers and sisters, secondly, Abraham steadfastly believed God's promise of blessing to the last. Parents sometimes promise that they will give their children something next time. Some children tease their parents saying, "When will you give me what you promised?" They push their parents to give it as soon as possible. But if the parents do not give it at the expected time, the children complain or groan to their parents. On the contrary, there are also other children who wait for the proper time because they believe their parents will surely give it to them. Some parents cannot keep their promise made earlier because they are poor. But a good child tries to comfort their parents by saying he does not need it right now, and they take more time in preparing for it. Which is a good child? Of course, the latter child is. Some of you parents may not keep your promise because you don't have the ability, or you may forget sometimes. If you forget, you will not be trusted by children, but those who are good children will be able to remind their parents, not directly, but somehow indirectly, they might be able to remind them. So they'll remember and they'll be reminded and keep their promise. But if the children can trust the parents completely, the children will just wait. But our Heavenly Father is the Almighty God and can do anything. If God promises us to give something, it will surely be given. So you only have to wait for it with faith. When His blessing seems to become later than you expect, you must not doubt His promise, but measure God's will and wait for His answer with joy and thanks. Then, how good God will deem you to be. Abraham acted that way. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, and chapter 15, verse 5, God promised Abram to make his offspring prosper like the dust of the earth and countless stars in the heavens. That promise was not achieved immediately. In the passing of 1, 2, and 3 years, his wife Sarah still had no child. And after 5 and then 10 years, she had no child. But Abram never doubted the promise of God. When 10 years had passed since he moved to Canaan land, his wife could not endure anymore and let his husband Abram beget a son through her maidservant Hagar. It happened at his age of 86. 13 more years had passed, and Abram was 99, and his wife Sarah was 89. At last, God promised him that his wife would give birth to a son after 1 year. So he waited for such a long time. If you have to wait for many years, if he doesn't say how many years, but if you, 5, 6, 7 years pass after the promise, you may be exhausted, you may be tired and stop praying about it. At the opening of our church, God gave us the word to accomplish the world mission and construct a grand sanctuary. And we never doubted, even once, and we have been praying about it until now. And God is fulfilling His word one by one. And God gave us the word that your denomination will be so great before the Lord comes. So I thought, oh, beginning is so small, but God told me that you would have a time to think to yourself how great our denomination is. Already, we have 3,800 branch churches, and how great this is. Even now, from many countries around the world, they want to join as branch churches. And probably, maybe by end of next year, 2006, how many branch churches will we have? At least, I think, more than 5,000 churches. We never doubted the word of God, and we believed it. And from the year 2000, God opened the way for us to accomplish world mission. And wherever we went, the TV stations and broadcasters competed to broadcast our crusade and report the news. And you saw those reports going out to the whole world. And God is working more greatly than we expected. And this broadcasting GCN too, as soon as I received the word of God, I obeyed immediately because we didn't have the time to wait. So I obeyed immediately. It seemed impossible. But when I obeyed, there was a way. And you see how God worked. It's the same with everything. It's the same with the World Christian Doctors Network. How can we persuade them? How can you persuade them to that God is healing these incurable diseases? The doctors gathered and proclaimed in a public, open place that God has healed. And already, when I obeyed the word of God, already many countries want to have this conference, Russia, India, and Philippines, and many other countries, and it's spreading. In Philippines, even the vice minister of the health and welfare department of the government, he is the head of the organizing committee. So many medical doctors and PhDs, and they join together by themselves to give glory to God. And next year, so they'll have a conference in the Philippines and also in Singapore. They're preparing to have one in Singapore too. So many places are cooperating with us because it is a good work to give glory to God and to prove that the things written in the Bible are true. They believe that the Bible is true, so they want to make it known to all of the world. In the beginning, it actually seemed impossible. But because God commanded, I never thought about anything. I just obeyed. And you see, things are being fulfilled like this. On the contrary, at that time, Sarah's monthly period had already ended and she could not have a baby. So to us, it would seem absolutely impossible for him to have a son by her. But that situation seemed totally different to Abraham. It says in Romans chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, but Sarah did not receive the word with faith. Abraham was already 100. She was already 90. And her period ended already. So how can I have a baby? So she couldn't believe it. My master is old and I'm old too. She must have rejoiced so much and danced, but she was saying this kind of thing. But that situation seemed totally different to Abraham. It says in Romans chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Do you have that kind of faith, members? Do you have this kind of faith? Then, even if there is such a big problem before you, you will pray with faith and receive the answer from God. At his age of 100, he begot a son, Isaac. And through Isaac, Jacob was born, and through Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. Abraham became the father of faith, and his countless offspring have been born in faith. Just as God promised, it was being fulfilled, and it was fulfilled. How about your obedience and faith compared with Abraham's? Many of you are joyous when you receive the promise of God. But God answers according to love and justice. When we have prepared a proper vessel for His answers, He will let His promise be seen to you as a reality. Sometimes, of course, His promise is achieved late because of His special providence, like the case of Abraham. It was not even the time of the Holy Spirit, so we couldn't say it was long also. But you have been a Christian for a long time. If you are one of the church workers, you must have been Christian for at least 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Some of you say you're born Christian. Then how long have you been a Christian then? You don't keep the law with your own effort, like in the Old Testament, but by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit leads you to live in the light. And why is it so slow? And why does it take so long to go into the level of faith to please God, to go into spirit? Some people receive God's promise with joy and thanks, but doubt the promise and let their heart become confused if the time passes a little bit. If they were in the same shoes of Abraham, the promise seemed absolutely impossible and they would surely give it up. This Friday, you will see one person in Manmin magazine video. That person had no choice but to die. He was dying with such a... Her lung was... One lung was completely gone, and the other lung was remaining. Only a little bit of the other lung was remaining. She was dying. And she was loved by the members so much. So she was loved by the family members too. So her family members' expectation for her was great too. her family members, the father, the elder, and the mother, the pastor, they were united as one, and they relied on God only. If she died, she would die in God. If she lived, she would live in God. So at the time came, God touched her, and God healed her at once. Even though it was impossible, they never said it was impossible. They showed their faith until the end. Even if God wouldn't let her live, she said she would die in God's side. And her family members had the same faith. And their faith didn't change. And how painful it was for her. She'd cough all night. She couldn't even sleep well. And also, the ribs were shaken while coughing. And it was so painful. And she lost so much weight. And she was like just bones and skin. She couldn't pray. Well, she couldn't even sing praises. And her parents and her brother and sister had to watch her die. But their faith never changed. I think none of the family members asked her to suggest to her that she go to hospital. And God looked at their faith. And why did God allow that kind of trial? Through that trial, she cast off all the meaningless things of this world. She only relied on God. And she would only want to enter New Jerusalem. She found a way. And through meekness and through faithfulness, walking in the light, and she would love praising God. And she turned considered everything nothing. And God first, she put the first priority in God and the Lord and the shepherd. Of course she was doing it, but now she is doing it truly. And because God looked at her inner heart, He allowed that trial and He let me have her in my heart and pray about it. And then now, when God touched her, she was healed immediately. And now she's very healthy now, and she's going to sing in Masan Mamin Church. Also, she would sing a solo on Tuesday praise and worship. So this unchanging faith, this is an important thing. The faith that with which you never give up anything until the end. Or they would complain saying, God has not kept His promise. But it says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said and will He not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not make it good? I wish for you to look back at your past life. Have you trusted or have you not trusted the promises that God has given us? And have you obeyed His words to this day? In the early part of this year, 2005, God said, this year is the year of glory, blessing, and reaping. And He asked us to look at everything by faith during the devotional service for church workers. And He emphasized, we should look at everything with spiritual faith. With spiritual faith, you can give up nothing. Since the founding of our church, I have never doubted God's promise, but looked at it with faith in any situation. I have obeyed with all my efforts in prayers. And that time, the time period, we opened our church in 1982, and until the year 2000, for 18 years. I had waited for 18 years for the promise of God to accomplish the world. And after 18 years, we could see
the world mission being accomplished when God started, it is going on so greatly. And God gave me the most high power of creation to accomplish this world mission. When I met with difficulties that seemed impossible to be solved, I never abandoned it, but I received God's answer with steadfast faith. That's why God has blessed us to have more than 3,800 branch churches, and through the WCDN, we have been able to give medical testimony to the powerful works of God. And as we celebrated the church's anniversary this year, kings of the nations came to our church, and we also celebrated the launch of GCN. The greater glory and blessing began to come down upon us than ever. But then do you remember the third message God gave us during the devotional service for church workers? He said we should look at the glory and blessing He would give us by faith, and you should hope for your sanctification with faith. It meant you should hope to enter into spirit and whole spirit by faith in this year of glory and blessing. So if you are obeying, you are going into spirit. And many of you are testifying. Even when you had fleshly faith before, even though you were trying hard, but now you feel that you are going into spirit, many of you confess. When God gave these words, many of you confessed your success to me in the fullness of hope. And God has led all of you to the spiritual flow and gave you special gifts at the repentance service in July. So you should have been in the spiritual flow more fully and reached the level of spirit or whole spirit. But are there any of you who have found your flesh and evils within you and being discouraged by them while you are being disciplined so that you can enter into spirit? Are there any of you who doubt that you can enter spirit with this heart and level of faith and give up in frustration with less than just 3 months before the end of this year? It has not been a year, nor have 10 years passed since God gave us that promise of blessing. But if you are frustrated with that kind of negative thinking, you will find your faith is totally different from that of Abraham. In the last Friday online service, I told you, even 1 week, many members are blessed in many ways. One man, our members won the first place in Busan's cooking competition and in the national athletic competition. One brother of a college mission, he won the first place in wrestling, and he confessed with faith on the day of the final round. When he went, he was playing, he shouted the God of our shepherd 7 times. And then he had the handkerchief that he received my prayer. He had the handkerchief in the pocket. And then he shouted, God of our shepherd 7 times loudly, and then drank sweet water, and then wrestled in the final round, and he won the gold medal in national competition.
Yeah.
Isn't it all? Also, last week, two of our members, one in security team, he received an award from the Seoul Police, the head of the Seoul Police, and also another man, received an award from the National Police Department, Deacon Jung-ik Chun. And this kind of blessing, even 1 week, there are so many kinds of blessings like this. And also there's one, he won, there's also members received a lot of first places, and because there are so many, I cannot tell you all of them.
그리고 이제라도 다시 하나님의 약속의 말씀을 믿음으로 받으셨어요.
I hope you hold on to the word of God's promise by faith, receive spiritual power by praying fervently, and enter the level of spirit.
아직 응답받지 못한 것이 있습니까?
Is there anything, any problem to which you have not received the answer yet? Please check yourself whether or not you really prayed with faith, and how much you have gone into goodness, and how much you have been waiting with goodness. You can check yourself and you will realize whether or not you really went into the Spirit. That is to prepare your vessel and to wait and pray. And if you, is there anybody who has not received the answer, even though you did like this? Or God is preparing the things to give to you. But if you don't try at all, you don't try to go into spirit, you don't try to cast off evil, or if you say, God says, oh, He would bless us this year, are you just only holding on to that word? When you obey and pray with faith, God will certainly give you the answer. The Father God gave me not only the task of the constructing of the Grand Sanctuary and World Mission, but also another significant mission of leading many souls into New Jerusalem. So I will lead as many of you as I can to the level of spirit and whole spirit with faith and love to the end. Therefore, I wish all of you look at your sanctification by faith to the end and not give it up at all. If God makes a promise, He always keeps it. And you have witnessed it so many times in this church. Many years ago, God told us, when the time comes, your ministers will go out to the whole world with the handkerchief. And you see, it is also fulfilled. There are so many crusades with handkerchief all around the world. So many countries request for handkerchief crusades. We cannot answer to them all. Even now, so many places, handkerchief crusades are being held. Our Father God gave us the word many years ago. We received it with faith, and when the time came, it was fulfilled. It began from last year. And last year and this year, there are so many handkerchief crusades. There was one in Russia, there was one in India, also in Nepal, in China, there are so many places being held. In Japan, many places in Japan, and this week and the next week. And also in many African countries, constantly there are handkerchief crusades. And also in Europe, we had a handkerchief crusades in 4 European countries, in Indonesia, in Philippines, and also in Washington, D.C., and also in Canada, and in Honduras, in Peru. Also in U.K., and also, so constantly, handkerchief crusades are being held all around the world, and it has been fulfilled since last year. Even for handkerchief crusades, tens of thousands of people gather and receive the healing. If you commit your life
and will into the guidance of the Holy Spirit with perfect faith and obedience, you will go beyond the level of walking and running on the ground. You will go into the level of spirit very quickly, just as a bird flies freely in the wind. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I explained the third goodness of Abraham. His perfect obedience in faith was deemed to be good by God. No matter what God commanded him, he never followed his own thought, but obeyed God immediately. He trusted God and His word unchangingly until the last moment. At last, Abraham was recognized as a true son of God and called the fountain of blessing and the father of faith. Furthermore, he measured the depths of the heart of God and was considered as a friend of God who could share His love. How glorious this title is! The friend, a friend of the God the Almighty. And who gave this title? Our God the Almighty. He Himself gave this title. I wish all of you to take after the example of Abraham and accomplish the perfect goodness coming from complete faith. It is my sincere desire for you to become true and good children of God who have no wickedness at all, and His true friends who can share deep secrets and close fellowships. During the lunchtime, one family member visited my office. The wife was boasting of her husband. My husband is good and nice and he's so good. And to me, it wasn't so. So I was wondering what happened. How can she say those things? I was wondering. And then I listened carefully. And it is going to the opposite side. The husband is so evil that she was beaten up. She was beaten by her husband since the honeymoon. And she was beaten by her husband constantly. But she never said, "Let's get divorced." She never said she hated him. She advised him again and again to make him a good husband. Then, now the husband became so good. He loves his wife. And I asked him whether he beat her anymore. He stopped beating her 5 years ago. And even the wife says she wouldn't have been alive if she didn't come to our church. So she's praising her husband for changing into goodness. So now they are receiving financial blessings too. So they came. The wife has received the duty of a district leader also. And after marriage, in dreams, many evil spirits appeared in her dream, and "I'll kill you if you don't go out of this family." And that daughter already, because they knew that she would change that family into believers, the evil spirits disturbed her. So I asked her whether the ancestors, grandparents, worshipped idols so extremely. And they worshipped them so much, even more than extremely. There is a true exorcists or and those who are really
working with the demons, actually. So their ancestors, one of them was dead, and through their husband, the evil spirits instigated her husband to beat her, but she endured all of those things. And from a long time ago, I was thinking, she must be having such hard time, but she was always smiling. And also her children couldn't have happiness in their heart, but they were always smiling, and they confessed with faith. They were always making confessions of faith. So since she was a new believer, God was leading her. Because she had such good heart, he let me know about her future too. So finally, they received financial blessings, two spiritual blessings. Now the husband is changed. So he says, my wife is so good, and I cannot be what I am without my wife. He was in some gangs too. And when he came to our, so when after coming to our church, he was changed. And by the work of his wife praying for him constantly, now she can confess that my husband is so good now. So the wife is so good in her heart. So she hears God's voice, and God shows her what the future. So it was done as it was. So when she was telling me those things, I believed her, because her heart is so good. She has no deceit. She has no falsehood. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may dwell close to the throne of God forever and become a delight to God the Father. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, we give you thanks for your grace and love. Let this message become our life and strength. We listened about Abraham's goodness. Let us believe in God and properly, and let us obey His word. Let us not use our thoughts, our own fleshly thoughts, but let us obey completely, unconditionally. Even our Lord Jesus obeyed only with yes and amen. He never had no, only yes. As said, let us obey God only with yes and amen. And let us go into spirit and whole spirit more quickly. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pray for those who are sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the answer. Receive the prayer for the answers, for the desires of your heart. And October 26th, there will be handkerchief crusade in Iida Manmin Church, and also there will be Osaka Manmin Church's handkerchief crusade. Let us pray. Father God, please lay your hands on them. Given your power, transcending time and space, show your work. Bless all those, the churches, branch churches and local sanctuaries that are attending service through the satellite, and all the members who are attending the service on the internet. Work for them in the same way. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, all the enemy, devil, and darkness go away, diseases and infirmities go away, from head to toe, from all entrails and tissues and nerves. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high part of creation. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, let the eyes that cannot see well, see well. And deaf ears, let deaf ears hear well.
and let all paralysis patients be healthy, be complete, and let them stand, walk, and leap, and drive away all pains, drive away all pains. Father, also heal all the internal diseases and skin diseases. Cleanse them completely. Father, work beyond transcending time and space. Let everybody who receives the prayer with faith, Father, show your work on them. And those who are receiving the prayer from other countries, bless them and answer to their prayers. Evangelize their family members and let them have prosperity throughout the week. Father God, also, there are many handkerchief crusades being held in many African countries and also in many places in China. Wherever there are handkerchief crusades, be with them. Also, on Wednesday and Thursday, we have Ida Mamin Church and Osaka Mamin Church will have handkerchief crusades led by Pastor Sung Gil Ryu. Let more people gather and let greater work be manifested. And let everybody receive the healing and answers to their problems. Let all enemy devil go away, be driven away, and let all churches grow and have revivals. Lord, thank you. Protect us throughout the week. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.